It's just a part out of the hexameterism which the Greek people used a lot. That was long, short, short, long, short, short, long, long. Yeah, and then back again. Siehst du die Welle am Ufer, wie sie da, da, da einherschlug. And then you take a breath and you take the next one. And that's, and they did it, and they spoke the poems walking at the shore. And it was just relaxing. And they got the poem out of the, yeah, opening up to the, in a way, elements, but through their breathing element. And their breathing took it in, the content of what they were speaking about. And they could walk in a very relaxed way. And to our purpose, because our rooms, not all our rooms, huh, I suppose, are that big that we can sled many steps, I made it a little bit shorter. So the background is the Greek hexameter. And it's a relaxating rhythm. It's a little bit, if you do this, long, short, short, long, short, short. It's more like stepping a heel downwards. If you would do short, short, long, you prepare for a step and then you activate your will. Yeah? Short, short, long. And we do long, we let go, and you just use the short, short to arrive. And we let go to arrive. And this, and the vegetative nervous system needs to have this complete relaxation, because that's necessary to, because it's in the nervous, in the, our belly, it's so loud all the time, all this digestive things are going on. If you put your ears on the belly, you hear it already. But there's also noises which we don't hear, but lots of exchange and destruction and building up things. And in this system, the vegetative nervous system creates a sort of stillness just by perceiving. If you look at a kindergarten teacher and there are all these children around, yeah, they are not quiet. And this kindergarten teacher, if you, yeah, you must work to get there, but in a way just looks there. And by the way of being there and looking and staying calm, the children find an inner orientation without becoming even aware of that. They just feel seen, and that gives them confidence, and they can just play and be themselves, and still things are going well. So that's the stillness, this arriving at ourselves. That's the idea behind this rhythm. Yeah? And then we combine it with arm movements, in this case musical movements, and your rhythm is always also a play of challenging each other. So you will notice as soon as on one level we know how things work and how it feels, I will introduce another element which makes us fall over our legs again and makes us stumble or lose the rhythm just because we concentrate on something else. And then we can start that we find this combination between the arms and legs, not through our head, but that a sort of communication between the arms and the body takes place, which solves the problem, or they solve the problem on their level. They start communicating the upper system and the lower system. Yeah? But in the beginning, it's a challenge. And as soon as this works, we will introduce another element, just not too much, but still with the aim to foster the inner communication between different systems.